Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to a special Friday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host with the Kyle, with the man with the mic, Kyle. Thank you for joining me on this Friday edition of the conversation. As you know, I on Facebook anyways, I could not connect to Blog Talk via the Direct Connect or my phone number, so I'm doing it tonight. Okay, folks, can you believe it? We've had 8 years. They got a president that's Republican. They got a House and a Senate that's controlled by Republicans, and they can't pass a health care bill. Are you kidding me? CNN did not even cover the rape that's going on in Maryland. It's getting that thing is. I'm getting sick when I was investigating that today. What the superintendent has accused the family of being when their daughter's raped. Are you kidding me? Also, in Kentucky, in Kentucky, they passed a bill now. It's like the second state that if you attack an ambulance service worker or a police officer, it's considered a hate crime. And there's massive penalties attached to it. Because like in Kentucky, they're getting smart. Wisconsin, actually, they had another shooting in a bank and people were killed. I think it's time to get out those laser blazers. I want to get an update on the Scotland Yard incident in London and some things that these British people said that, wow, they kind of sound like we did about 8 years ago, Tea Party members. But they're not from America. They're from Scotland. They're from London. They're from Ireland. They're from another country. And they're getting mad because of stuff that we're talking about and have been for a long time. Hijab Barbie? Yes, a mom is seeing her daughters around Muslim girls and they want them to be comfortable around them. So she's making hijabs to put on Barbies. Because that the hijab is actually a sign of women empowerment and... No, it's not. Not at all. I'll get into what it really means. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks, a Friday edition of the conversation. Galatians 5, 1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. I kind of think about that in verse of the day, and welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. You know, I hope you just don't sit actively. I hope you sit passively. And we've had, I want to get into this because this is the big story of the day. We have had 8 years. 8 years. That would be, let me see here. 8 years. You got to be freaking kidding me. They've had 2,920 days to work on a replacement bill. See, I thought that when they were going to do this thing with Obamacare, the repeal in place, they already had something ready. They have something. They have a president that's Republican. They got a House. They got a Senate that's Republican. And they can't pass a bill. I think I kind of know why, because it doesn't matter what the bill contains, what it says, Democrats are going to turn it down. Even though the Obama tax that we have now stinks, it sucks. It's not really healthcare. It's basically, here's a driver's license, but you're never getting a car. So Well, what's the point of having, well, you're going to get fined if you don't have a driver's license on you, but you're never going to have a car, so don't worry. It's ridiculous. But Obamacare is falling apart, so it's only a matter of time before it falls apart. You know, we send these politicians to Washington to do a job, and they're not doing the job. They're not doing anything, okay? They'll never sign anything for term limits. Why would they? They don't do anything, and they're living the easy life. They don't care. It's his crowning achievement. The number one thing Barack Obama is known for. Does he have to use it? No. If it was so great, he would be the first one on there. He would have signed up. He'd have been on healthcare.gov and been there for like 20 days. Well, the website went down again. Let me try that again. Okay. Nope, that didn't work. Sir, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to call this number, and you're going to have like a 5-hour wait. And then you're going to be put on hold again when you talk to that lady who's going to transfer it to another person for a 10-hour wait. And then when you finally get to someone 4 days later, they'll tell you that there's probably a glitch in the program with the website. And you're going to have to try it again tomorrow. And if it doesn't work, you'll have to call back. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's his crowning achievement. He doesn't have to use it. 99% of these laws, Congress doesn't abide by. They don't abide by that crap. Oh, but they pass it. Like I've said many, many times, one of the greatest movies is Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy, where he's this con artist that becomes a senator just because his name is very similar to the guy that used to be the senator and no one really knows he passed. Who do we vote for? Oh, yeah, Johnson. We vote for him. Why not? Johnson? That's a name our Alzheimer's patients would remember. They don't care. They're not doing anything. And guess what? 3/4 of those politicians will get reelected. Democrat or Republican. Yeah, that's what really... Yeah, that's what boggles my mind. These people don't do a damn thing. And guess what? They get reelected year in, year in, year out. Year in and year out. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And I guess... I've been working the morning shift a lot, so I'm getting done at 2:30, and I'm watching I get home like around 3:15, and I turn on, and I start watching InfoWars, and there's so many times where they're just like silent for like a minute, and the guy's shaking his head, and he's like, I don't understand this world we're in right now. I don't understand it. And that's how I am. I don't understand. Everything is so screwed up. But people are waking up. There's a video that's gone viral, and I will paraphrase it because I can't really say a lot of the words. But basically, it's these guys from London that are talking to these reporters and saying the media here, the left in London and in England and Scotland, the blood is on your bleep hands. Because you are the people that are inviting these refugees in here and these people in here. You're the ones that are pushing to get these people in here. They don't like us. They hate the UK. Someone is going to have to go to the houses of these people and tell them that their family member's dead. The blood is on your hands. And it's just like they're going off. And they sound like we did. You know, the England is getting away from the European Union with the Brexit, and you're seeing mirror images from what people are saying over there to what was said here. This is the problem we have, folks. You want all these refugees, look at what happened. Look at what happened. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. It's amazing how many of these people, you're against refugees, I don't understand it. Well, I mean, okay, let's have a party at your house. Okay, what do you mean a party at my house? No, let's go. We'll take some of these people here and have a party at your house. I'm not having a party at my house. I don't know you. I'm not just going to let you in. Why not? You just want to let these people in without knowing who they are. But you... How do I know you're safe? How do I know you're not going to kill... Well, gee. So you basically want to make sure that I'm safe, that I'm not going to attack you in your own home, but you don't care about all these illegals that they can't track and all these refugees who just want to come here with no vetting, who knows who they are or what they want. Gee. And they basically convince them what they convince them of and what they agree to is basically that they support vetting, but they're out there marching against this vetting and against this banning. Ridiculous. Well, the mainstream media, as I move on, hardly at all covered the brutal rape of a 14-year-old girl in a Maryland school by a 17 and 18-year-old from Guatemala and El Salvador that are undocumented, basically illegals, and were brutally raped. Because since they're illegal, it's going to, well, we can't talk about someone that's illegal that does damage. In this country, between January 28th and February 3rd of this year alone, ICE had 3,000 illegal people held. 206 of them who were violent offenders were released. 142 of them in Travis, Texas alone. Travis County, Texas. But why should we care? We need to have sanctuary cities so that we can take these violent criminals and we can keep them from getting deported. We can keep them from getting prosecuted. This superintendent is not standing up for the family of the raped girl. He's calling out the family and the parents as racist, as xenophobes, because they taught their daughter to be anti-illegal and a xenophobe and all this stuff. She deserved basically what she got, is the bottom line from this dude. I mean, I'm sorry. If I lived in Maryland, that dude I'd be putting a cap in his butt. I'd be hanging that guy. Like Mussolini. I'd be hanging him. Oh, sorry about your 14-year-old rape daughter, but maybe if you weren't a effing racist, maybe he might not have done that. I mean, I'm sorry, but I look at these prisons where there's violent offenders. You're never, okay, you might, out of some prisons, you might reform a couple people. But when you have these supermax prisons where these people are violent, deadly, you know, they're in there till the day they die. Why do we keep them alive? I'm sorry. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't even know how this dude has a job. And I guess the one or two of the people are pleading not guilty and all this stuff. We're not going to plead guilty. We haven't done anything wrong, whatever. And I bet you, I'm surprised you didn't ask Hillary Clinton to represent her, but she probably doesn't have her. Yeah, I don't think she does. But I know she didn't in I don't think she's able to practice in Maryland. So, but hey, you know, I don't understand where people want to have a city like Maryland where they want to come. Don't worry, if you're a violent criminal, if you've murdered hundreds of people and you're illegal, come to Maryland. Don't worry. You'll be safe here. Thank God the mayor's going to veto that sanctuary law. Thank God. Someone has some sense. Like this post I put on my Facebook wall says, this is Jack. Jack is the Maryland superintendent who called concerned parents racist and xenophobic after an illegal raped a girl in their bathroom, in one of his school's bathrooms. I don't get it. I don't get it. In Wisconsin, there was a shooting at a, there was like a domestic dispute at a bank where three people were killed, including an officer. I don't get it. I don't understand. Because there is a time and a place for a gun. Are not jokes. They can kill people. If you don't know how to properly use them, if a guy's got a gun on you, you don't pull out your gun. You just surrender. And you try to wait for the right time. Because if you try to draw your gun on someone that has a gun on you, bang, done. I don't understand it. Do we need to? I don't get it. I don't understand what people are thinking. In my day, you had two fists. You might win some, you might lose some, but you lived another day. You never would have thought of taking a gun. Now, kids, that's what they do. That's what people do. I got a gun, man. I'm gonna shoot your ass, man. Come on, man. You think you're bad? They just pull out a gun. That's gonna solve the world's problems. I don't know. But you have these shootings and shootings and shootings. It's like, when are we going to have some great news? I'm just glad we have a president that's not going to back down on ISIS and groups like that. That want to attack, like this post said, it says, the Islamists don't go to liberals and say, thank you so much, we'll stop terrorizing you. You know, the people that, I'm a Muslim too. No, you're not. They don't want you. They don't like you. They don't want to coexist with you. They want you dead. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry at all, kids. You know, those radical Muslims, they really love gays and lesbians, and I can tell you. Yeah, they lock you in a cage and drown you. That's how they show their love. Or set you on fire, one or two. But you have a nation of idiots that support a group of people that want you dead, that don't like you, that hate your way of life. There are Muslims now that are going ballistic because walking dogs goes against Sharia law, and they want something done about it. I don't read the article. It's ridiculous. Well, you saw there was a, I couldn't watch the video, but I guess there was a video where ISIS took like a ton of dogs and like brutally killed them. Oh, I won't even watch it. I mean, most of those videos are actually blocked. Because there's, I mean, I guess if you can find them, you can watch the videos of people getting burned alive and drowned and set on fire and all this. Is that what you want in this country? We can't do, well, you can't, we could let all these refugees in here. Well, how do you know who's coming in here? You won't let me just come to your house and have a party, but. You want all these people in here. I don't get it. You know, it's sad when you have a group of people coming here. Muslims demand do not walk dogs in public, violation of Sharia law, and very disrespectful to us. I don't care if I disrespect you. This is not your country. This is ours. If I'm going to do something that violates that my state or federal law, okay. But if I don't, I don't care. And I don't. Oh, but you, how dare you walk a dog and disrespect? Well, I'm sorry. I only have one dog to walk. I wish I had like 1,000. I wish I could be like 101 Dalmatians. You know, I forgot that I live in America and we have to abide by another nation's laws and rules. I don't think so. Not gonna happen. And this is just a little food for thought. How much of that $150 billion that Obama sent to Iran did Democrats fight to send to Meals on Wheels? Think about that one as the conversation goes on. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're from. And thanks for listening. And this is kind of obvious. Hawaii officials make a massive announcement about Obama's birth certificate that basically never was there. They have no record of him. No birth record. Don't worry. He's legal. He's an American citizen. Even though I know people from Kenya that are proud to have him as their native born son, because it gives them hope that they come from a third world country and they can become the president of the United States. They can accomplish anything. It's the world we live in, folks. It's the world that we live in. People, it's nice to see people in England and in other countries saying, screw this. We don't want to have these refugees here. We want them out of our country. We don't want people here that hate us, that try to get, yeah, in this part of town, you have to live under Sharia law. No, we don't. This is England. This is my country. If I wanted Sharia law, I would go to a country that has it. I would go to a country that has it. But, I mean, with that terrorism attack in London, we don't want to jump to conclusions, you know, because, I mean, God forbid, you know. I don't get it. I just don't understand. It's just something that drives me nuts. Because I don't get it. I don't understand it. Just like this. This is scary. Feminist mom creates hijab babies to fight racism because her daughters hang around some Muslim kids and have some Muslim friends, and they wear hijabs, and you know, and we need to let our kids know that it's normal to see people like that. It's normal to have someone like that, you know, because those hijabs are, you know, I need to get one for my wife because it's a sign of like empowerment of women and like feminism. And no, it's not. Those things are designed to degrade women, to put women down. I've got cat poo in my litter box that's more valuable than they are. There was a time when they tried to get rid of the hijabs. Because it's like, you're not worthy enough to be seen. Here you go. You can't go without that. You're told who you marry. Imagine if you were gay. So you're Muslim too? Well, then first of all, you'd probably be dead by now because you're gay and they would stone you to death. Your parents would. Or throw you off a building. Something like that. So, and we need to, you know, that is degrading to women. That's not a sign of like girl power, like cha-ching. That is a sign of like, you worthless piece of crap female, here you go. Put this on. We don't want to see all of you. Cover your face. You're not worthy enough. Women who have been liberated from ISIS will take those off and burn them. Will take off their veils and their hijabs and burn them. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be there. I don't get it. These people are pushing these things as like a sign of like girl power when they're not. And they're pushing this. I could see if you knew what they stood for, but they don't know what they stand for. They don't know what they're about. They don't have a clue. Those things are like, you're worthless. You're scum. I don't want to see you. Put this on. Cover yourself up. And they're, and actually in parts of London and England where they're having like massive Muslim populations, they're having major problems with births because they believe a lot of, they're very Egyptian in the terms of, okay, well, my family is great. We're worthy family. So we only have sex with family members to keep it in the family so that only greatness breeds with greatness. You know, that's what they believe. You know, you're nothing. We will decide who you marry and who, and in some cases it's someone in the family and they're having major birth defects from it. And there are people with like spina bifida where like their spine's exposed and all that stuff. They're having major problems because of inbreeding, like the Egyptians did. There's tons of evidence of Egyptians having major problems because they believed, okay, you can only, if you're royalty, you can only hang with royalty. You can only have sex with royalty, only procreate with royalty to keep royalty in the family. And as we know now, that's not what you want to do because it, you have all kinds of birth defects from inbreeding. But hey, don't worry, folks. Don't worry. We got the hijab. We got girl power. We're gonna try to shove this down the throats of girls to make them be something that, why don't we try to empower those? Now, I would support those people protesting if those women are saying, yes, I'm Muslim too, and I'm not wearing a hijab, and they need to take them off, and they need to stand up for women's rights. And, you know, if they were saying, hey, I want to go over there, and I want to stand up for women's rights, you know, those, I'm a Muslim too people, I'm going to, I bet you $100 I ship them all over to Syria. I bet you, you give it about a day and they'd be dead. Dead or a sex slave or, you know, they'd be doing something. What do I do? Do I choose a goat or her? I do not know. I mean, they don't like you. They don't want us. They hate our Western way of life. They don't like music. They don't eat bacon. But you want them here. That Texas school only has that prayer thing because they had to cave to Muslim people. Well, anyone can use it. But if a Catholic or a Christian said, hey, I want to have a prayer room, you can't do that on school property. Sorry. No. Separation of church and state. I think we need to adjust the Constitution to say separation of mosque and state. You know, you don't see many people filing lawsuits against mosques saying that it offends me. Why not? They do it all the time with Christianity. That's what, yep. I mean, this is, I was thinking about this today, and this is how I kind of look at the whole situation. When I grew up, you did what you lived in your means. And what I mean by that is, okay, when we grew up, if I had a birthday party, I had something like that or whatever, you know, okay, you have 20 people coming, you had stuff for 20 people. If you, you know, you wanted to play a game or wanted to do something, you did it. And if you had whatever, if you ran out, you ran out, okay? Mom, let's go to the store. Nope, you can't. You know? I got you. I got cake for 20 people. If there's not enough, then I gave this cake fed 24 people. This cake would serve 24 and there's 20 people here. So why are you complaining there's not enough cake? There's enough in there to give everyone a scoop of ice cream in that thing. Don't complain. I'm not getting more. This is what you have. This is what you get. Okay? But I grew up in a different time. You know, now it's like, okay, you can go to Party City and get anything you want. You'd have to go to like 25 stores to get stuff. Okay, well, Target didn't have it. Let's try Kmart and see if they have something. No. Okay, let's try Woolworths. Okay, let's try Zales. Let's try, you know, all these. Let's go to Hills. Let's see, you know. I mean, you could go to Party City now, okay? Well, guess what? I can get 5 miles worth of crepe paper. I can get 1 million balloons if I want to. I can get 55,000 cards. I can get all kinds of different colored candies. We didn't have that option. You got what you got, and that was it. Well, today, that's not the case. Well, all it would take is $100 and some million to bail out Greece. Okay, well, if it, then how's that going to solve anything? It's kind of like saying, what we're going to do is we're going to take this credit card here. We're going to charge, I'm going to get this credit card that has 0% interest, and I'm going to transfer the balance from one to the other. Well, see, this card's paid off. No, it's not. You just transferred the balance. It ain't paid off. There's no balance on this one. You know, okay. Because I had tons of liberals that all you have to do is pay this much, and you can be Greece is debt-free. I'm like, well, then where's that money coming from? People just think money grows on trees. Like, you can just print and print and print and print and print. Oh, don't worry. College is free. Everything should be free. Well, where's all this money going to come from to pay for it? These kids don't understand that concept. They don't get it. It's like, everything should be free. Everything should be handed to us. We should be able to have everything, whatever. I'm glad I grew up in the generation I did. You want to do this? Okay. You want to play this? Okay. But when you're out, you're out. Not in today's world. Today it's I want, gimme. You could have, I never knew anyone I went to school with that on their 16th birthday, if their dad brought up like a old beat up Chevy truck, they'd have been like, what the heck is this? I was supposed to get a custom BMW. I'd have been like, dang, you know how much, thank you, dad. You know what this reminds me of? Dale Sr.'s truck. I'm just like Earnhardt. I'm just like the Intimidator. Thank you. Not today's kids. Are you kidding me? This is Rose 317. I wanted the metallic Rose 214. They're two totally different colors. The paper, the plate, everything. And they go ballistic. I'm like, okay. My generation. But my point I'm getting at is people just think everything's like, just print more money. So whatever, just keep printing. Don't worry. Just print, whatever, it don't matter. Just print, just more money, don't worry. We'll pay, don't worry. I don't get it, where they just think that, you know? But then, like that one lady I was watching a lady that makes laser blazers out of the twisty balloons. And she's like, there are people that I probably get three times what they pay me, probably three times what my mom would spend on like five birthdays just to do one for a girl or a boy. With a band and chocolate fountains, and this is like a 8-year-old. This is, we're not talking like a 21-year-old. This is like an 8-year-old. I know. But because they don't have any. They have no. They have a sense of entitlement. Like, I'm old. Like, I should go to college. It should be free, and I should get a job when I'm done. No one, you don't hear too much about apprenticeships. Like, hey, why don't you sit there and try to become a real journeyman electrician? They make damn good money. But you got to work. You got to bust your butt. You may have to go up in a bucket truck and go up 30 feet and work on the light or something. You do the grunt work. But my dad is dying for people that knows how to use a CNC machine or knows how to weld. I'd work for him in a heartbeat if he'd treat me like everyone else, but no. But I don't know how much I could do that because of my muscle issue. But anywho, it's one of those things that everyone just thinks they're entitled to stuff. Gimme, I want. Well, for me, it's like, okay, we're out of cake. Okay, cool. Or whatever. Nope, not this generation. Gimme, I want more. I don't care. I mean, like the video of this college professor that talks about just with the legal immigrants, it's unsustainable. I mean, You got a town of 20 people and you can produce food for 40. Well, that's great. You got 20, you got extra food. Well then, we got 20 people's worth of food extra. So let's bring in some people. And before you know it, you're trying to feed 100 people with 40 people's worth of food. In Venezuela, most of those bakeries are being forced to take their flour and turn it in. 90% of it has to be turned into bread. And they make hardly any money off the bread, but they have to. The government's demanding it because they are having a fathom in that country with the dollar is basically skyrocketing. It's going through inflation where it's like every like day it's getting more devalued. Like, imagine buying a gallon of milk for $1 in the morning, and then by 5 o'clock, it's up to $20. That's just, and food is so hard to come by that when bread, if bread's available, they take as much money as they can and try to get as much as possible so they have something to eat. Oh, but don't worry. See, if America would just give them $100 million, they could solve everything. We just print more money. Yeah, it doesn't. I think some of these kids probably grew up on the potato chip commercial. Eat all you want, we'll make more. And they probably just equate that to everything. Need more money? Just print more. Want to help a nation out? Just print more money and give it to them. Don't worry. If you run out of cake at your birthday, they'll get more. It's evident how screwed up this nation is when you have a superintendent that's calling out the family. Thank God I live in a state where they don't do that kind of thing. Well, you know, I think actually it's Libby and Abby's fault. You know, I mean, if they wouldn't have been wearing the clothes they were wearing, that guy might have not have thought they were interested and he wouldn't have killed them. And, you know, I mean, how would you even think of something like that? I don't. But that's basically that superintendent and this whole nation. It's. You have 40 people injured in London and 5 or 6 dead. And you're telling me that you want these, well, we need to have these immigrants in here. Let's just shoot down everything Trump wants. That's going to solve every problem. Don't worry. Just that'll solve all our problems. That'll solve all our problems. Don't worry, folks. We're going to riot in the streets. We're going to veto everything Obama wants. We're going to make sure he can't pass anything or do anything. But guess what? Try to make America great. I don't get it. I mean, I guess that's why when you're watching InfoWars from time to time, they just sit there and pause because they don't understand. How can someone think that the hijab is a sign of empowerment for women? Where does this, you know, do your research. I guess that's one thing that I learned a lot from Glenn Beck, whether I agreed with him or not on the issues he came forward. He always said, don't take my word for anything I say. Do research. Look it up. Find out for yourself. Make your own decision. I'm just telling you what I see and what I believe. Make up your own mind. And that's what I try to do here. I try to look up, okay, this is what I see on this issue, and this is what I believe. You know, if you agree with me, great. If you don't, you don't. Wow. Well, I guess they've got the Keystone Pipeline approved and everything's going to move forward on that. The one question I'm trying to figure out on that is because I've heard that where he wants to, he's demanding that we use only U.S.-made parts and labor and all that stuff. But I've been told that from what I'm understanding is everything was already purchased for it. They already have all the steel and everything to make the pipeline and connect it. The only issue we have is, I don't know what was U.S. and what isn't. And, you know, if we're going to, are we going to like take and buy new pipes when pipes have already been purchased and everything's already ready to go? They have everything they need. Is that from what I'm understanding with the Keystone Pipeline, everything was set to go. They bought everything. Everyone's ready. And it's like, nope, we're stopping it. So, okay. So I don't know if that stuff was made in the U.S. or not. And if it wasn't made in the U.S., are they going to buy new steel and all that stuff for it? Or how's that going to work? Are they going to melt that down and recycle it and use it for something else? Or now, I'm going to move on to... We got to have a happy story. This is incredible. I'm surprised he didn't have a heart attack. I don't know if my wife heard about this one, but a World War II vet who turned 94 on his 94th birthday, when he turned 94, he won $300,000 in the Michigan lottery. That's like awesome. You know? That's awesome. Hopefully he can spend it. So that's just kind of, I don't know what I'd do if I won that kind of money. I'd be like, okay, I'd be so, because I'm sure you probably get like $100,000 after taxes. I'd be so afraid. How can I make sure that I get interest on this, and so I can have money to continue tithing and helping out people and giving back? And it's just one of those things, you know, that it just, to see that there is some good in this world. Like, there was a, I forget where the heck it happened, but there was a kid that was choking in a schoolroom. And there's no audio from what I've seen it, but this guy's kind of like, you can tell something's not right, and a couple people walk away, and his buddy comes around and just sits there and starts giving his Heimlich, and bang. It almost looks like it's from a cafeteria camera, like they have cameras in the cafeteria or something. But it's just like pretty cool to see that another beautiful video of, you know, people stepping up and doing the right thing. So it's really, really kind of neat to see that and see a 94-year-old man win $300,000 in the lottery and not even have a heart attack. That's because he's one bad dude. I couldn't imagine living through World War II or World War I or Vietnam. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are. Wow, what an NCAA tournament we're having. I picked, because normally I do a crap load of brackets, as I've told you before, but I did one this year because I'm so busy and I'm taking care of my wife and doing many other things. So, you know, my life changes, not for the bad. I'm not mad because I'm not getting to do 50 brackets, but, you know, I got Kansas winning it all. And I'm like, I'd love to have my bracket bust and have Purdue win. But they started out great, but then they turned into the Chinese person that's a genius, but then when he gets behind the wheel, he can't drive the car and don't know which is the brake and which is the clutch. I mean, they literally were phenomenal, and then all of a sudden, they just went to like, oh, you tried to pass me ball. Oh, no, I didn't know. Oh, they couldn't do anything. Oh, sorry, coach, I didn't. He the ball went right by me. Yo, come over here, bonehead. What? They couldn't do anything. Not that I expected them to win, but they looked, I guess for me, how do you win in a stadium that is 95% Kansas fans in Kansas City? But still, it's enough to keep Matt Painter at Purdue. To me, he plays a lot of Gene Katie's playbook. And what I think you're going to find with Matt Painter is he's someone that's going to, he'll win Big Ten championships. He'll win the Big Ten outright. He'll go to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. But I don't think, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think he'll ever go beyond that. You know, I don't think he'll go to where it's like, wow, yeah, we have a chance to be in the Final Four or whatever. You know, I don't think Matt Painter, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think he'll be that type of person that will get us that, that will do it and get us that far. So now I want to have Kansas win it all because it'd be the first time I've actually picked the winner. Normally, I pick the team and they don't, they lose, they get their butt whipped in the 16 or 8th round. So it's just kind of fun. Because they do it at work and you pay like $10 and then whoever gets the best bracket gets this and they divide it up. I'm like, you just need to go to like Yahoo or ESPN and set up like a group and put us all in there. That way it's so that way you don't have to follow it. All you have to do is it'll tally automatically who is the highest, who is the second highest and all that stuff. So and all of you Indiana fans, Butler lost to North Carolina 80-92. But, you know, Butler, they're no longer that, like, Milan High team. You know, that's like this little team from Ripley County that, like, made it to the state championship in high school basketball in 1954. They've done it so much that it's kind of like, yeah, you've been further, so it's not like a big deal when they don't go anywhere, when they don't win it. You know, it's not like when they make it to the big dance, it's not like a big deal anymore. But, yep. Wow. You know, so. But to me, I like the latter, the later games. You know, I like the eight, like when it's down to the big teams. And I've even said sometimes I wish they would just like do like they do in football. Okay, we're just going to put all the names in the hat and you draw a name. And if like Kansas and University of North Carolina had to play in the first round, oh well. If a 16th seed makes it, you know. So it'd be kind of neat to mix it all up and see what happens. But who knows? I think they'll keep it the same. It's just going to be interesting because, I mean, the MLS season's already started as we move on to see when they start Bastien Schweinsteiger. And he's come to the realization that he knows he's not playing for, like, a top team. You know, maybe he'll turn that team around. Maybe they'll make him a good team. Who knows? But I don't know when he's going to start or when he's expected to start, you know, because he's still in England and stuff, but we'll have to wait and see when they roll him out and all that stuff. And it was kind of funny because, like, when I got to finally see Manchester United play Chicago Fire in Chicago at Soldier Field, like, 2009, I'm like, guess who I get to see warm up? I've already seen the Chicago Fire warm up. I've seen them play. I want to see United, and right in front of us was Chicago Fire warming up. Like, everyone around us like, man, I can see them. I have season tickets to the Fire. I'm going to see Manchester United warm up. But it was so cool, you know. Dimitar Berbatov, my favorite player at the time, he got to go on the pitch. Because it was so hot, it was like 90-some degrees. I was using my Manchester scarf as like a sweat rag. It was so hot. And, I mean, it was to the point where literally it's like, okay, they just allowed unlimited substitutions because it was so hot. But it was fun. It was about 2 minutes or so, just over that in the program. Well, thank you so much all for tuning in. And I just want to talk a little bit about NASCAR, and I'm still up in the air about this segment thing, and I think they're losing ratings and trying to figure out how can we get ratings back, how can we get people watching again. And I think they're trying to, okay, like the fight between Logano and Bush, I think they try to accentuate that in a way. Look at the, you know, they had a disagreement. They didn't really, you know, they got into it a little bit, but, you know, it was, okay, you guys each had your slabs, and now, okay, you guys had your time to duke it out for a little bit, you know, pull your side, cool off. You know, because let's make it exciting. Let's make it like a soap opera. What's going to happen next week? It's always been, you know, well, if I turn off, I guess for a lot of people, you know, it's like, well, the race, someone might die like Tony Roper did, or Earnhardt, or, you know, Paul Dana. Well, you never know what's going to happen. It's always exciting. You never know who's going to win. Something might happen, and there might be a wreck, and someone gets around him, and bang, he, you know, wins. It's always exciting. So, it's always exciting. This whole world is exciting, especially this great country we live in. And I'm glad to see that people are starting to wake up, not just in our country, but in other countries, and they're starting to say, hey, there you go. We're tired of this crap. We don't want it. We don't want these people here. Thank you for waking up, you people in London. And remember, with a firm reliance and the protection, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.